time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Carol Stilson. She is a member of the Orangeville City Council. We've got Orangeville Days coming up this weekend. Quite a big schedule of events over there. So we're going to talk with her about all of them. Maybe get a little background on Orangeville Days. But lots of things going on starting on Thursday evening. So we'll talk with Carol about that. Carol, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So let's dive into this and get rolling on it. Let's get a little history on Orangeville Days, if you've got it there.
Okay. So I have been in Orangeville for 49 years, and I remember Orangeville Days from the very beginning when I moved here. But beyond that, I called a dear friend, Pat Jones, who has lived here all of his life, and he gave me a pretty good history about it. He said, after they settled Emery County, he said there was a 24th of July celebration, and they always used to celebrate both the 4th and the 24th, and he figures the celebration probably started about 1897. So that's a long time that they have been celebrating. They changed the name from the 24th celebration to Orangeville Days. And there were some people who thought, well, if it's Orangeville Days and not a 24th celebration, we should have it when Orangeville was founded. So they moved Orangeville Days to June for a few years, but the citizens did not like that. They wanted it back on the 24th. So we moved it back to the 24th, which is a celebration. The weekend closest to the 24th is usually when we hold it.
And you've been going strong ever since. And this year, looking at your schedule, it's really no different. And things are going to get started on Thursday the 20th over there in the evening. And what have you got planned for that night?
Okay, Thursday evening at 6 p.m., we have a trap shoot. And this is, Sean Bell is in charge of the trap shoot. He is also the city council. If anyone's interested in that, his number is 435-749-9379. And he can let you know all the details about that.
And all the fees and even registration and when all that's going to go down. So that's just the first night. Now, the 21st Friday, we've got a lot going on that day as well. And you kind of compact it because it starts at 4 in the afternoon, doesn't it?
Yes, we start at 4 in the afternoon with a children's bike parade. And the kids love this. They decorate their bikes and ride down Main Street. Parents are there cheering them on, and then they ride directly to the park where we have a little children's rodeo set up at the bottom of the park on the pavement. And they just ride their bikes around this little rodeo grounds that's painted on the blacktop. And they ride around there, and then at the end they just get an ice cream. So it's fun for them. We end the bike rodeo and go right into the beginning of our lamb fry. Now, we have had this lamb fry for years and years. It's the Humphrey lamb fry, and it's very famous with our scones and the lamb fry. They set up early in the morning and start cooking all day long. But the lamb fry actually starts from 5:30 to 7 there in the Orangeville Park. And it's $7 a plate. Then at 7 o'clock, right after the lamb fry ends, we have a pie and baked goods auction. It used to just be a pie auction, but not everyone makes pies. So we've turned it into pie and baked goods. And this is so fun to have people come and try and bid on a different pie. And we raise money for Orangeville City doing this. And then that evening at 9:15, as soon as it gets dark, we have a movie, an outdoor movie in the park. This is also always sponsored by our Orangeville Youth City Council. And the movie this year is epic. There is no charge for the movie. And we have popcorn that we have there at the movie. Friday also there is a car show. And this is brought in by a man by the name of Randy. His number is 801-413-6291. And he encourages people to bring their cars, their old cars, for the car show. There's a $10 fee for that. So that's what's going on Friday afternoon and evening.
And then we move into the big one.
You
better get home early on Friday night, because you're starting early as well on Saturday, aren't you?
We are, and the movie doesn't end till after 11, so yes, it's pretty early. But we begin with a 5K run at 6 a.m. that starts at the city park, and anyone is welcome to run. There is no fee for that. You will be given directions then. Then we move into a breakfast, and this is from 7 to 9. They're in the park. There's a $3 fee for that. Right after the breakfast, we go into the parade at 10 o'clock down Main Street. Then right after the parade, we'll end down at the city park and move into a little kids' pig chase. Then we have kids' relay races. Then kids' games after that, and from 12 to 1, we have a water slide and a dunk machine for the kids and adults if they want to get in the dunk machine. We welcome you. At 1 o'clock, we have Minute to Win It games, and we encourage the teenagers to play these Minute to Win It games. There's prizes and lots of fun games there. This year, we're doing something different, which I'm really excited about. We're doing a Let's Make a Deal game at 2 o'clock, and that will be held in the community center. And we have lots of prizes and games. I've put together 22 games with prizes and zonks and money, and it should be a lot of fun. 2 o'clock, the poker ride also begins, and you leave from the poker ride down in the lower end of the park. And at 5 o'clock, they do the prizes for the poker ride. At 3:30, we have a cornhole contest, and that will be in the community center. And then at 6 o'clock, we have a talent show. 7 o'clock, an ice cream social that everyone's just welcome to come and have a bowl of ice cream. And from 7 to 9, we have a teen dance. And at 9:15, thereabouts, we have fireworks. So it's a fun-filled, great day. We'll all be tired when we get done, but it'll be so much fun to just come together and celebrate.
Busy, busy weekend.
Yes, it is.
And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're looking for something to do, head on over to Orangeville this weekend and enjoy Orangeville days. Carol Stilson, City Council person from over there in Orangeville, thank you for taking out the time and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, and we hope to see a lot of people there to celebrate with us.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.